Oh, Ricky, always good to progress in the FA Cup. We enjoyed that one today. A bit nerve-wracking at the end, but what do you make of it?
Yeah, really pleased to get the victory. You know, there's not many opportunities throughout the season for us as a group of players and staff to give something back to the club. You know, the FA Cup and the FA Trophy is pretty much those two opportunities, you know, financially, publicity. So, you know, we said that we wanted to go out there and put in a performance and get the victory, just to give back to the fans and give back to the club. And you know, I thought that the lads put in a real good shift. I thought first half in possession we were outstanding and unfortunate not to go in with a lead. And in the second half, once we got the lead, we defended like absolute warriors. And you know, with the help of the post right near the end, we managed to get over the line. So yeah, I'm delighted.
Yep. Anybody you're really looking forward to trying to get next round?
Lowest ranked team at home, please.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
You know, in this competition, the facts are you're not going to win it. So let's see how far we can get, and let's get some prize money in. So yeah, we'll take a home draw against the lowest ranked, please.
Yeah, fair enough. Everybody played well today. Anybody you want to highlight particularly?
I thought James Goff, the save in the first half where he tipped it over the bar, and then the save where he tipped it around the post in the second half, outstanding. I thought his performance was excellent. I thought the defensive unit as a back four was much better. You know, we've been quite critical of the mistakes that we've been making, individual errors and not defending our box well enough. And Cass did a little analysis session with him on Thursday, and it was a really good 15-20 minutes. You know, everyone got involved and the conversations were good and we had a real good chat about it, and I thought they'd done really well today. And we just asked the players to be better in both boxes, and there's no coincidence that we took our chance and then defended our box much better. And you know, no coincidence that you end up winning the game if you do that.
That's right. We can keep a clean sheet, we'll win it, mate.
Yeah, of course. We've got players that can score goals, you know, even when you're making substitutions and you're bringing on Dubby Ogbonna and Pete Clark, you know, they're a threat going forward. And Danny Kelly coming back into the team today, I thought the first half he was outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully that'll give him some confidence, although he's away next weekend. You know, that he can take a lot from today's game and kick on from here, hopefully. But no, I just thought it was a real good team performance. Lewis in the centre of the park, I thought played really well. And yeah, Tom McGowan, who's been one of the outstanding players, if not the outstanding player this season, was excellent in there with him again. So no, on the whole, look, I think everyone contributed, which is important, individually, collectively. I thought it was a good performance against a good side. You know, two very evenly matched sides, and I'm just delighted to get the victory.
A good one. Yeah, two tough league games though before we get back to the FA Cup again.
Yeah, look, we'll prepare properly this week and we'll be ready for Basingstoke. You know, they're a tough team on their day, they're frightening. They can be inconsistent, which as you look at their results, that would tell the story of that. And you know, we'll just go there. We had a good victory against them last season, so we'll prepare properly this week and we'll go there and we'll look to pick up points in the league.
Excellent. Well done for today.
Cheers, mate. Nigel.
Thank you very much.